Welcome out to another installment of It Figures on ThatNewToySmell.com. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Killin.
Scotty Cash.
I'm Dirt.
Yeah! Everybody except Duvall. He's so happy about the Rainbow Bright news that he hasn't left the house in a week.
What is Rainbow Bright news?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
And there goes Dirt.
That's what happens when I miss a show.
He's got to reread it, make sure he doesn't miss nothing.
Yeah, Rainbow Bright's making her comeback to toy and doll form. And
don't call it a comeback. She's been here for years.
She's been here.
If it were up rocking to Jason. Rocking her ears. Put suckers in fear.
Wow.
Why do you know that song?
Because I was in high school when it came out, so why did I not hear it?
Okay.
Whatever.
That's awesome.
All right.
All right, well, I got a couple things I wanted to talk about today. Last week we were talking about all that Playmates stuff, and one of the things we brought up was the AAA figures. And since you weren't on the show last week, Dirt, I wanted to bring it up again, because I know you're a wrestling fan. I just kind of wanted to see what your take was.
Well,
on
not
that.
Only a wrestling fan, he's a...
You're a luchador yourself,
well, actually,
right?
Yeah. He's a luchador
actually,
Libre
it's
fan.
Kind of funny, because around June, I started going online and actually downloading AAA shows.
Oh, yeah?
So I've actually got about six AAA shows sitting on my media center right now. But, basically, there are two big wrestling groups in Mexico. You got CMLL and AAA. And CMLL has been around like 70 years. And AAA started in the 90s. And AAA was basically all the young guys who felt like they never got a push, could never get anywhere in the company.
So they're three CWs.
Started
Dang.
Except here's the thing, though, is that AAA is basically where we got Conan and La Parca and Rey Mysterio Jr. and Eddie Guerrero. All of those guys were coming up through there.
That's right.
And it just so happens that in the last like 4 or 5 years, AAA has really made a push into California, into Texas, doing a lot of U.S. shows, and they signed a deal in June with a company called The Cookie Jar, which distributes children's shows. Cookie Jar is going to move away from children's shows and start doing like adult shows, teen shows, whatever, and they've actually cut a deal with AAA to start an English language Lucha Libre show in the United States.
Oh my dear God.
So they made a TV show deal to start in 2010, so I'm sure that the toy line is tying in with that.
So is this show going to be everywhere
horrible?
Or just the Southern?
That is correct.
No,
show.
Actually, AAA, they are a much faster paced. They do a lot of the stuff where you've got like six guys in the ring at one time and they're all constantly moving.
It really depends on your style of wrestling.
You can't
call it horrible.
So what? When you say show, you mean wrestling show, not like Friends, Lucha, you know,
Lucha Libre
Lucha
Friends.
Lucha Libre
no,
Friends.
It's, yeah, I think he means like a real wrestling show.
It's called Guiding Lucha Light.
Guiding Lucha.
It's about all the romances behind the ring.
I bet
are the days of our ring.
It's called Amigos.
Amigos.
they've made a deal. It's going to be the first English language Lucha Libre show. It's supposed to come out in 2010.
So it's what channel are we talking?
And what Cookie Jar? What the company? I don't know if they're going to like rebrand this because no one wants to say, "Oh, I saw that wrestling show from Cookie Jar."
Cookie Jar.
But Cookie Jar, they basically produce shows,
the name of our site.
Translate them from
That's
other
it.
Languages or whatever,
I can't believe
and
it
then other networks pick them up.
Like
so,
you
like
just
for
heard.
Instance, they do Doodle Bops on the Disney Channel. They do Caillou on Noggin
Network
or whatever. They do. Something that's on PBS, one of the PBS shows. They do
Mr. Rogers.
But the shows that they do, they make the shows, or they bring the shows from another country and translate them, and then they could be anywhere. So some of them end up on network TV, some of them end up on cable channels. You know, it just kind of depends.
Speaking of...
So that's interesting.
This is something that could end up like FX or VH1 or, you know, any cable network could pick it up.
This really makes you wonder how that's going to do.
Speaking of shows, I love Hulk Hogan's Rock and Roll Wrestling
Rock and Roll
cartoon. Rock and wrestling.
Okay.
So I'm sure that these toys coming out from Playmates are tying into that push.
Most likely.
Into that show. And so, of course,
that makes a little more sense now.
Yeah, and of course there's also been talks that places like EA, EA was trying to get into the wrestling game business, and Midway beat them for the TNA license, and now Midway has...
Made the worst game ever.
But there's talk that EA, if the game, if the show proves to be a big enough hit, the toys are a big enough hit, you may see EA taking some of the stuff that they were developing with their UFC license and adapting it to be the AAA game
anymore?
In 2011, 2012.
I'm sure they'll still I'm sure they'll still do UFC also, right?
Well,
they've already had a couple of people sign for it.
But EA is doing, it's not a UFC game, it's an MMA game.
Oh, well, same, yeah, that's what
well,
I mean.
But the idea is that the EA's MMA game is guys who fight, whereas the UFC is that particular brand. EA is trying to break the brand on their UFC game, or their MMA game, as opposed to, here they would take that game engine and adapt it to be Lucha Libre.
EA has signed a guy that is in the UFC, that is not in the UFC game, but will be in the MMA game.
Right.
That's weird.
It's because of their contracts.
That UFC game is not doing well.
You're out of your mind.
Look, if you look back about, how game prices drop every so often,
right.
The games that are great stay the same price for a long time.
Well, that's because everybody already owns the game. No one's buying it.
UFC dropped within the 90-day period. That means the game's not selling.
Does Madden drop that fast?
No. Madden will stay two quarters before it drops.
He's lying.
And especially right before
the
Christmas.
The UFC game sold a bajillion copies or something. I read it on IGN.
A bajillion on IGN.
That was the headline.
That's your quote.
It was bajillion D, actually.
Bajillion D.
Well, GameStop's already dropping it to
UFC
like 40
sells
bucks
bajillion
now.
D copies. That all makes a lot more sense now with the toys. I seriously thought that was just out of nowhere. I was like, why would they pick up a license like that and make toys out of them?
Well, and the thing is that in Mexico, it really is, like, they're still in kind of a Monday Night Wars situation.
Yeah, and I knew that was a big deal in Mexico
still. Because CMLL, like, they do every week at Arena Mexico. They're, like, the guys, like I said, they were founded in, like, the 30s. So they're the longest-running wrestling company that's still in business in the world. And so, everybody looks to them as being the company.
Right.
And then AAA said, you know what, we're going to start pushing into the U.S. Once they started doing that, then they started taking off in a different market. And so now it's, like, this rivalry going on, this huge rivalry.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, Jimmy Five Super Snook is in that Hulk Hogan cartoon.
So a Junkyard Dog.
Yep, you're right.
And Roddy Piper.
Yes, he was. I'm a giant.
Either way, all I know is that this AAA Fed will probably be better than TNA. All right, moving on.
The game will be.
The shows, the booking.
Oh, wait a minute. You said Hulk Hogan. I thought you meant, like, Incredible Hulk. I think
no.
And I'm thinking, wouldn't he win everything?
The Hulk Hogan game?
Hulk smash!
Well, you know.
I didn't really have, like, a lot of topics, but I was thinking earlier. I was sitting down earlier.
Okay, well, then we're done. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Nope. I'm going to keep talking. Because I was browsing online, and I was trying to look at toy news to see anything special. And I was looking at the new Star Wars figures coming out. And I know that none of you guys collect Star Wars stuff, but...
Because we don't have three mansions to fit them all.
No kidding. And that's exactly what I'm getting into.
We don't have a jillion D-dollars to spend on Star Wars toys.
That's the same amount of games they sold the UFC.
Like as big as of a Masters of the Universe fan that I am, I can't even talk. As big as of a Masters of the Universe fan I am, I've always kind of considered like Star Wars to kind of be like my first love.
Yeah, well, I've always known you as being the Star Wars guy.
Yeah. Like Star Wars is always probably like in my mind, Star Wars is like my first love.
Well, good. Well, then you can start giving me all the He-Man.
Well, no. He-Man's very prominent still. But
I thought you were a Turtles guy.
I like Turtles, too, but they're below both Star Wars and He-Man.
Nah,
okay, do we actually need to rank this out? Do I have to make a ranking?
You got to pick one.
All right. Yep. I have to pick one.
That has to be your thing. No. You can't have it all.
That'll be
and
a good
it can't be
hard.
Strawberry Shortcake. That's the Vols.
That's the Vols thing.
No, My Little Pony.
Rainbow Bright's this thing right now.
Oh, that's
he's
what I
so
meant.
Happy, dude.
That's what I meant.
He's so
I
happy.
Ruined the joke. Rewind this.
She's so hot. Did you hear?
I ruined it. Rewind.
Well, I attribute the Star Wars line.
She's got freckles.
The Star Wars line, especially from like 95 when they relaunched. I attribute that to being the toy line that kind of got me back into toy collecting. Because before that, I was about 12 years old when those came out, and before then, I hadn't played with toys
in
for a while. You know,
you were 12 years old. In 78?
No, I said in 95. Wow. When the 95 line came out, I never had any of the vintage ones.
You changed.
Well, then
you're
a
He-Man guy because you have vintage He-Man guys. You need to make up your mind, dude. You're all over.
Where
to
start? Wait. There's a little bit of a time gap there,
jeez,
dude. The vintage Star Wars figures came out in like 79. I was born in 82. Come on now.
Oh, now I'm going to make an excuse.
Wow, 82, I started first grade.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're old.
Dirt's older than dirt.
So anyway, I collected Star Wars very heavily for the first several years they were out, but it kind of got to the point where
you even got doubles.
Yeah, I used to buy doubles because in the beginning I was I have to have one open, have to have one mint on card. That's just how I did my collection back then. And it's really gotten to the point now where there's just, you know, there's so many characters in the Star Wars universe. Many of them, you know, aren't even main characters or even on the screen for more than a second.
Yeah, I was going to say, the toy line is very much of them going frame by frame. Who's that guy?
Yeah.
I see red hair. Okay, make a body to go with it.
Well, and now it's gotten to the point where they're just making people from the books and the comics and all these characters that I don't even know because I don't keep up with all of the expanded
universe.
Are they
done Chewbacca's family from the holiday special yet?
Not yet, but I guarantee
you. Don't say
going
that out loud.
Because they've made the Boba Fett from the holiday special, so it's only a matter of time before they do
getting at here? You don't want
to
buy them?
What I'm getting at is that I am so off and on with Star Wars because it's gotten to a point where I'll think that I'm done. Like, I'll be like, you know what? There's nothing left with Star Wars I could possibly want to buy because I've got so many things. It's so hard to keep up with. I'm done with it. I don't want to keep up with it. And then every freaking time Hasbro goes, hey, Dan, look at our new wave of Star Wars figures coming out. You know you want these guys because they're really cool.
They should call you.
It happens every
first
time.
First taste is free.
And, like, I'll even go sometimes almost a year without buying any Star Wars toys and not even feeling a need to buy Star Wars toys. And then Hasbro will just unveil all these stupid waves of cool figures coming out, and they've done it to me again. And then now I'm kind of to the point.
So what's coming out now?
Well, I mean,
they're at wave 132 of Clone Wars. Right
no kidding. Well, see that, and that's the other
just
thing.
The Clone Wars.
Like they got those Clone Wars figures in the stores now.
It's all Yoda. It's all Clone Wars Yoda.
They're kind of cool looking because I like the animated style or whatever. I haven't felt the need to buy a single one of those, and I haven't yet. I haven't bought any of the Clone Wars figures, and I don't think I'm going to. So that helps because most of the figures on the shelves right now are those. But any time they do new figures based on the original trilogy, it always gets me excited because those are my favorite. Those are the ones I like the most. And even when they're releasing, like, you know, new versions of the main characters, they always find a way to make me want to buy them. Like the new Slave Leia figure that's coming out.
That's just because you have a Slave Leia fetish.
While I do have a bit of a Slave Leia fetish.
Yeah, he keeps trying to get me to dress up like Slave Leia.
That's
weird.
The new figure's got, like, this removable torso feature where, like, you can replace.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's weird, okay, because you can rip her legs off, and then you can attach this new lower half so that, like, it's like she's in the sitting down position, so you can actually sit her down in front of your Jabba the Hutt. And something like that is enough to make me go, well, now I have to buy that so I can put it in with my Jabba the Hutt diorama scene, which I have. It's weird. I don't know.
So what you're trying to tell us is,
you like to
murder
your favorite
toy line is Visionaries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, why not? Visionaries are awesome.
So this is what you're saying, is that every so often Star Wars touches you. And sometimes the touching feels a little inappropriate. But sometimes they touch you in such a way that just really makes you want more touching.
Like this, kind of like this conversation.
He gives them money,
in a weird way.
And then
Dirt
you
hit
him for it.
Yes, yeah. In a weird way, Dirt pretty much hit the nail on the head. That's exactly how I feel.
Nacho cheese.
Anyway, yeah, that's really all I wanted to say. And I wanted to know if there was anybody else that's the same way with Star Wars or with any other toy line. Like, do you ever feel the need that you're done? You don't need to buy anything else? And then all of a sudden...
I'm like that with the wrestlers.
You get sucked back in with wrestling
toys?
It's more like they don't make a Hogan for a long time, then they bring a Hogan out. Or it's like, they'll make the same John Cena 9 times, and I won't need that. Then I'll make a brand new John Cena with, like, the cool new wristbands, a new t-shirt, and I'll be like,
I need to buy that.
Well, see, like, for me, with the wrestling guys, probably 2000, 2001, 2002, I was buying all of them.
Right.
You know, they started doing the Tron Ready, and then they started doing the Real Scan.
And the Titan
like,
Tron
buy,
is cool.
Buy all of them, you know, everything. Now entering the Titan Tron!
That thing was awesome.
You know, all that stuff. But I stopped. After a while, I was just like, why am I even buying these? Like, you know, I'm not doing anything with them. And most of them were still in package, you know, hanging on the wall. And so I was just like, nah, I'm not going to. And then they came out with the Build-N-Brawlers. And those things are fantastic.
The 3¾-inch
yeah.
ones? Those are great.
And it's like, oh, man. And they're $6 a piece, you know, $8 a piece, depending on where you go. And then they came out with the microaggression ones.
Those are cool,
which
too.
We did a grand opening on.
Which
they're still making those.
Which actually,
yeah,
I looked
crazy.
At today. We're at, like, 7,200 views, which is our top video. FYI.
I thought you liked Bendems. Bendems.
He is a Bendem.
I hate
the Bendems. Those are cool.
I hated those. Those were just about as bad as the ones where you put the squeeze bulb full of sweat on their back.
Oh, yes! I have the Kane figure that did that. The sweating
gross.
One.
What figure did you have, the B.A. Billy Gunn that you made in the He-Man?
Yep, that was one of those sweat ones.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was one of
he
those
took
sweat
ones. It was awesome.
Is that because he was in that stance with his legs, like, 4 feet apart?
And yeah, they were. It was just huge and goofy looking. It didn't look anything like Billy Gunn. And one day I was bored, and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Turn this into a crazy-looking He-Man.
And then sold
and
it.
And I did.
Got a ton of money
and sold
it,
and I got money for it. It was awesome.
Hey, speaking of making customs in the He-Man figures and whatnot,
yeah.
If I get you a Hordak and a He-Man, can you make me a Disco Hordak and a Disco
oh,
He-Man
oh,
to put that Disco skeleton?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
And I'm sure the fans will love me for it. The last time I made you that Disco Skeletor and the post of that video online,
you're racist.
Everybody, they called me racist. No, like I swear,
you're a blatant bastard.
Every one of those comments were like, "Why would you do that to a Skeletor figure?" It just cracked me up.
Why can't you just say he's orange? Why are you dancing around?
Why am I dancing around it? I need to do that to a classic Skeletor. See how mad.
Hey, I was trying to tell you that the other day.
People get mad.
Yeah, well,
at me.
When the reissues come out, I was thinking about buying one to have
you
do that, but
you
it's
should.
Like I don't want to pay $45 to buy one.
Yes, you do.
To one of the.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, well, I do. I don't have $45.
It would only cost you $20. Why would it cost you $40?
No, for the ones that are already out.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about when the re-release comes out, I might buy one for
$20.
Oh,
got it. I got it.
I pay $45 for one of the Skeletors that's already out.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
That makes total sense. I heard it differently in my head.
So did I. I think he said it differently.
He probably
was trying to cue up his hearing it differently. Killen's awful talkative tonight.
I'm thinking about Toy Man coming up.
Thinking about Toy Man
coming
up.
When is that?
Toy Man is November 1st.
Yeah.
Wow.
The day after Halloween.
Already?
It's coming up real quick. That's like, what, 2 weeks away?
It's going to be a rough.
You're going to be like stupid hungover that day.
I don't think anybody's going to. I don't know if it's going to be. It's either going to be a lot of people there or nobody there.
I don't think it'll be nobody
because. He said his.
His November and his December shows
are
supposedly
the biggest shows.
His biggest shows.
Yeah, but how often does he have them the day after Halloween?
Often.
Yeah, I don't know.
Every year?
Every single year. Because it always happens.
Toy Man's on Tuesday morning.
That's right. And it's. Lines on the
I'm excited for both the November and the December one just because I can't wait to see all the crazy stuff people are going to be selling.
If no fans are the Toy Man, good. Because that means
I get to buy everything.
Like, there's nobody here. I'll give you $5 for that. It's $100.
So should we go like, in costume? Because
should we go in costume because
should,
after Halloween?
We'll already probably be in costume from
what,
being
what,
up drinking.
We'll just never take off
our
costume.
Who's going to be what here? Have you guys decided?
I don't know because... First of all, I'm trying to figure out where there's going to be a Halloween party, because I want to make sure there's a party before I just buy a costume.
And you're not hosting one this year?
I can't host one this year, because I'm in a small little apartment now. I don't
what
know
about John?
John is also in a small
apartment.
What about
Nick?
Apartment.
No, John's supposed to...
Nick
I thought
is
we were going
to
have
it
at Billy's house.
We're trying to, but our friend Billy is stupid and is refusing to have the party.
Well, Nick Blasco is having one. And he said invite everyone
you
know.
All these
know.
Names that all these people will know on our podcast. So, past our parties... I was thinking about trying to be Casey Jones and have Christina be April O'Neil.
Cool.
That was kind of what I was hoping to do.
What are you going
to
be killing?
That's going to be an awkward end of the evening that I don't think fits into the story correctly.
I'm going to be either the Burger
what are you
King.
Talking about? Casey Jones and April O'Neil get married.
Shut
so
up.
It's good.
Shut up. That's not true.
Yeah, yes, it is.
She's still waiting for you, man.
Oh,
shut your mouth.
Okay.
The Burger King. Or what?
You're going to be the Burger King.
The Burger King King.
Awesome. The
or,
King.
I can't find a really good
you were saying,
mask
are you
or
be?
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
Because those go hand in hand, you know, it's one or the other.
Well, you know, it's
they're related.
This yeah. depends on what
that
mask
is so
I find
awesome.
First.
An old white guy with a beard or a black man.
I just want to be like, oh, and then come do the dance. Like, oh, oh,
I mean,
oh,
I meant,
oh
what
oh,
I meant
oh,
was a dark complected man.
Dark complected.
Doug,
are you dancing? Dirt?
Don't be racist.
I'll be dressed as a guy with two kids chasing them around on a sugar high.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What? Oh, well, yeah, I guess I have my daughter.
I got this picture of Doug that I found of him dressed
dirt.
As a zombie. Dirt
is his name.
Yeah, we know.
When was I dressed as a zombie?
Back in drug terror days.
I remember that.
The same year your wife was dressed as like a cat or something, and I was Link, and Scotty was Mario.
Hey, that's me, the Mario. And your arm was in your shirt.
And Scotty's wife was Luigi. That was pretty crazy. Remember that? You don't remember?
I don't remember it doing that at all.
It was at my house.
That sounds like a dream.
Several years ago, like 5 years ago.
Huh.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Speaking of 5 or 6 costumes, I didn't know what I was going to be, and then I was informed on what I was going to be the other day. I'm actually going to be, apparently, my wife.
You're going to be your wife.
That's what she said. She said, you know what we're going to do this year? And I said, well, no, I haven't decided. She goes, yeah, you're going to be me and I'm going to be you. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. She's like, yep, we're going to do that. And I was like, guess I'm going to do that.
That's like the lazy way out.
Yeah. She's like, it's cheap and it's funny. I'm like, no, it's just cheap.
So, like you are dead. She better be. She better not just be you. She better be Scotty Cash. Like with the camo. Well,
she's
the
already been
Scotty
Cash.
She has?
I'm just going to throw out another name there. At Ben's party that he had at his house a long time ago. He was me, and Kim was Ben's.
Got it. And so, speaking of toys.
Yeah.
Speaking of toys.
Halloween toys.
Are there any, like, Halloween exclusive anythings coming out this year?
Yep.
Oh, what? Here we go. Lego. What? Good Lego Toys R Us. Yeah, I love Legos.
It's Bricktober. No, there
did
is.
Did you go back for Brick 2?
He's got them all.
Well, DeVall got me the whole thing.
Hooked him up.
Somebody pulled some strings.
There is Saw Puppets coming out from NECA.
Oh, NECA's doing more Saw stuff?
Saw plush puppets.
Oh, that, actual the like
sound,
puppets.
The sound.
Oh, that's cool.
How big are they?
Like, I don't know, 18-inch maybe. It's like a plush puppet with a voice, but it should be coming out anytime, this one.
Hey, speaking of Saw, I saw the Hulk Hogan Rock and Wrestling cartoon.
Oh, jeez.
Just saying.
Did you order those puppets?
Yes.
Store? Oh, so we'll be selling them.
Yes. Like 4 or 6, I can't remember. Not to me.
Exclusively. They're killing only.
Yeah, this is my place to get them.
Ever.
And we're getting the new April O'Neils from NECA.
Oh, yeah, the April O'Neils with the yellow jersey.
Those come out, I think, next week.
That's the one I want.
You're freaking out. You've been talking about it for a month and a half.
I want the yellow jumpsuit April.
You know, when we were talking about inappropriate touching earlier.
Good point. I just want to take it home and show it to Christina for reference.
This is what you got to be for Halloween. So
zip it down a little bit more. All right. Giggity, giggity. Giggity, giggity. About them Avatar figures.
Yeah, what about them?
Where they at?
Mattel sent us. That new James Cameron movie coming out.
Not the Airbender.
Not Avatar: The Last Airbender, which is what I was confused about.
Because that's a good one.
I haven't seen any trailers or anything about this Avatar movie. I just know that people have been talking about it a bunch because it's like James Cameron's first movie since Titanic or whatever it is. So they're like kind of making this big deal out of it. I don't know much about it, but Mattel ended up sending us a whole bunch of toys to review this last week.
So it's not the Airbender?
No, it's not that.
It's Celine Dion doing the song for the Avatar movie.
You're right, it is.
I'm excited.
Celine Dion. No,
she's hot.
They sent us a couple of the 3¾-inch figures, a couple of the Movie Masters figures, because I guess they're doing figures for their Movie Masters line with these.
And vehicles.
And some of the vehicles, which the vehicles look really cool. I was looking, like they sent us some kind of a mech and some kind of a dragon ride on for the blue guys. So we're going to be... I gotta look up some more information on this first.
It's like, I don't. There's not a whole lot of information on the packaging, but what I've gathered is they're in outer space somewhere and they find like a gate to this alternate universe or alternate reality or whatever. And the guy who is the lead of the movie somehow gets transformed into one of these blue things.
One of these creatures.
And so I guess there's some sort of deal with scientists or a corporation or somebody that wants to take these things and they have to fight back for their freedom or whatever.
Sounds like plot to District 9.
District 9, all right.
But the figures, the 3¾-inch figures, the one like gimmick that they have is they come with this little ID card and you download a program onto your computer and it uses your webcam and you hold up the ID card and it scans it and it creates this 3D model on your computer of the figure that you can play with virtually.
Oh, weird.
That's too much work.
I don't have a webcam.
Well, and it's not working with my webcam.
Oh.
Is the other thing. Like, every time I load up the application, it freezes. It installs the browser because it works in your web browser.
Oh, that's not good.
So I don't know if this is a bug because technically these aren't out yet and it's not, you know.
Maybe it's not live
or
something.
Yeah, Internet Explorer or using like.
I've tried it in everything. Really? I've tried it in Explorer, Firefox, and Chrome, and it doesn't work in any of them.
Is it a good computer?
Like it? It's this laptop.
Well, this came from Killer Enterprise. This is awesome.
And the other thing is, like, it loads up to 100% and then it stalls. So I don't know if it's trying to connect to a server that's not up yet
that's
or something.
There.
You know, but anyway,
that's possible.
The figures themselves are all right.
That's
kind. The thing is that they're very realistically proportioned.
Yeah.
So the arms are pretty thin, the legs are pretty thin, so they feel kind of weak and kind of rubbery because they're realistically, they're not big and bulky like a superhero.
Like they're not muscular or anything.
Right,
yeah,
so they're skinny arms, skinny legs like real people, and so they feel kind of weak, and you're almost afraid to move them a whole lot because they feel like they might snap, you know?
Yeah.
So you're afraid to place your toys?
Pretty much.
Okay.
That's not a good thing if they're making these for kids.
But having said that, I haven't actually sat down and tried, you know, just going nuts with them to see if they hold up or not.
Going nuts with them.
So I got to do the orangutan test here. But I wanted to get some more video and photos before I, you know, obviously try to break them.
Don't break them too much because we got to use them for the vehicles too.
No, we got glue.
Oh, okay, good point. Glue works.
But yeah, I mean, so that's, and they look really good. I mean, compared to the pictures of them that are on the package, they look exactly like
I did think they looked cool. And like, just looking at the, I haven't, like I said, we haven't even opened the boxes yet for any of the vehicles or anything. But just looking at the boxes, they look really cool. So,
right.
I'm kind of excited to just kind of get in and take a look at them and just see what we got. I mean,
well, I had no idea that it was something completely separate. So.
I didn't either, and I didn't know they were coming. Like, this is totally random. I didn't know that this package was coming to us. Okay. So it must be something that Mattel's really wanting to push big for sales, just like that movie.
I'm interested to look something up about the movie now.
Yeah, me too. It seems like they're really pushing it hard, so I think they're hoping it's going to be like one of their big like winter hits or something like that.
Right.
So
I see.
So, but yeah, well, we should have those reviews on the site within the next week and a half or so. I know we got a lot of stuff that we're working on, so we're getting backlogged, but we're getting it up. We're getting it up slowly but surely. That's all.
Dude, I still have G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra figures to go through.
I kind of fell off of the G.I. Joe stuff because I had so much of it and things just kept coming in and I was just like,
What do you get to review?
Certain things have priority over that. Yeah, his stuff. Actually, Scotty, like, we ran through like two reviews,
and
three reviews with Scotty.
I have my other stuff
on
ready
Sunday
for Tofu.
Yeah, so I just got to edit those. But we've got Scotty's got like two or three reviews coming. And
yeah, why you all here pressuring me talking about the pad?
This is current.
So we're busy. We're running busy, and then on top of that, we still have to hammer out our website details. So.
Yeah.
Upgrades. Ho.
Who you calling a hoe?
That was my Thundercats.
No, like Thundercats.
That was like my Thundercats thing.
Oh, yeah.
We have Thundercats toys to review?
That would be awesome.
Where's your Thundercats statues?
They're not sending out samples.
He said that
they're not sending out samples.
They're selling too well. They don't have enough units.
Who?
We ain't plugging them. Nothing.
I don't remember the name of the company, but it's that new, those new Thundercats.
Hard Hero.
Hard Heroes?
Yeah.
The new Thundercats statues that they're doing.
Actually, I mean,
we contacted them.
Definitely go. I mean, it's, I just can't spend that much money on statues. Like, it's hard for me to spend $15, $20, $25 on a He-Man Staction, which is like a mini statue. It's hard for me to do that because I just don't like statues.
Right.
This thing is $200, but it's very limited and it is wonderful.
So cool looking.
Yeah. I just
so
can't do
cool
it.
Looking.
I cannot do it.
Thundercats are awesome. They need to get going on a new toy line. That's what I'm saying.
They're
if they would make that live action movie,
this is what they're doing. This is supposed to be the new toy lines per se.
Well, Mattel's been chasing the rights for a while now, and they've said publicly that they're trying to get the rights to do Thundercats figures.
Oh,
I hope to God that Mattel gets those.
You know what?
If they release Thundercats figures similar to the He-Man stuff they're doing,
oh my God,
that would just be amazing.
See, I'm a Thundercats guy. Kind of like you're a Star Wars guy.
Wait a minute, I thought you were a wrestling guy.
Nope, I changed my mind. Just like that. No, speaking of wrestling, I was looking at ringsidecollectibles.com, mm-hmm. and they have pictures of Mattel's new wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, Mattel sent those out. Those are actually, like, my thing about those is they don't look much different than the Jack stuff,
which is probably
a good thing for the collectors of wrestling figures, because they'll still mesh in with their line.
To be fair,
know?
The Jack stuff looked like the wrestlers.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
they've done
good,
a really good
really
job
good.
Capturing likenesses mm-hmm. in the last 5-6 years.
And, like, the sculpts, I meant, like, you know, like, the body builds and, like,
yeah.
the articulation.
Well, there's not
well,
much,
but, I mean,
there's
they
not
look
much
like,
you can do to be
I mean, how else are you going to do it unless you do a different size?
You're right.
because they look like the dudes.
Well, the thing about the Mattel line, because I haven't really collected wrestling figures in a long time, and the only wrestling figures I really have ever worried about are Undertaker figures.
Well, there's a couple Takers coming out.
And that's what I was going to say. The only figures from the Mattel line that really has me interested are their WrestleMania ones that they're doing.
Yeah, the entrance ones.
Where they're, like, wearing, like, you know, outfits from specific WrestleManias. Those looked interesting to me.
I think they got Mysterio coming out when he had that mask.
Even though I didn't like that stupid Mysterio costume, that's cool-looking figure. The one where he's wearing the feathers and the bird thing.
Oh. The Flash one. The one where he dressed up like the Flash.
They had that figure out.
Did they?
No, Jax did that figure.
Really?
I had that figure.
Yeah.
Mm. They had the Spider-Man 2 also. They have the Triple H King of Kings, and I want it.
Yeah, well, I think there was an Undertaker one, too, that looked cool.
There's only three of them I've seen. I think you're right. I think one of them. Yeah. No, it was Michaels. Michaels was the other one.
Was there a Michaels one?
He has all the
white... Sure wasn't Hornswoggle dressed up?
It could be Hornswoggle. That is correct. It was Michaels with all the white with the mirrors on him.
Any Booker T's?
Booker T's coming back to WWE.
Is he really?
Oh, have you not heard that?
I have not heard that.
You don't listen to my podcast, do you?
I got in trouble for that earlier.
I don't listen to it every
He puts
time.
Up 9 videos a day and wants us to watch every single one of them.
I've only done 4 now. Podcasts in the last 4 days. Why don't you
try to listen to them all. I usually do it at work.
I don't watch wrestling, so I don't listen to wrestling.
Yeah, but basically Booker T's contract is coming up. And he's basically said that he's done with the company. Everyone's an amateur. He's sick of, you know, Nash and Kurt Angle run everything backstage.
I'm sick of Nash and Kurt Angle.
And the only reason really why he left WWE in the first place was because of Michael Hayes. And he felt Michael Hayes was a racist. All that stuff.
Yeah,
and so Vince basically said that, you know, we'll take care of that. Don't worry about it. And so he said, fine. He said, TNA, he's like, you want me to drop the belt to whoever and then I'm gone. And so
Michael Hayes is a racist,
he's coming back, apparently.
Yep. There's like 3 black guys that were in the WWE, and one of them was champion.
Bobby Lashley, Booker T, and...
King of the Ring.
Mark Henry. Those are the 3 that claim they had problems with
That really Michael wouldn't Hayes. Surprise me, though. I mean, Michael Hayes is kind of one of those
Don't you
old
dare.
School...
So speaking of toys...
speaking of toys. Anyway... I don't really have anything else, guys, unless you...
I love the Power Rangers. I'm a member on Power Rangers guy.
Scott's favorite toy line is Power Rangers.
Yep, I just changed.
You just changed again.
Thundercats to Power Rangers.
Well, you did get to spend the day with the White Ranger that one time.
I did.
That was cool.
See, I watched your video.
You're a liar. I told you about that.
It's also the thumbnail of the video. It's you sitting there standing up there.
So you didn't watch it, you just saw the thumbnail.
See,
all right.
Oh, what about speaking toys?
Well, let's go ahead and change topics.
No, before you go, we got to know your number one toy line.
What?
Yeah, come on, rank it.
I can't do that right now.
Number one.
What?
Just one. We don't even order, just number one.
Number one right now.
What's the one thing you will always spend money on?
He-Man.
It's He-Man right now.
Because you won't always spend on Star Wars. We've established that.
It's probably He-Man. I will always buy anything He-Man that comes out.
All right,
And that's just the... I mean, that's probably
what
the
What about
truth.
You, Danian? Killing?
I don't know.
Whatever your name
Legos?
Is.
Legos?
I'm starting to like the G.I. Joes, too.
Apparently, I found treasure.
You found treasure in a lot of our podcasts. You're doing pretty good.
What's yours? Power Rangers?
He-Man.
It's He-Man.
He-Man's number one because there's so much Power Ranger stuff out now that it's like it's worse than Star Wars.
You know,
he's
one,
right.
The one thing I always spend money on, I always end up collecting. I never think about it. When people are like, what are your favorite toy lines? I'm like, oh, you know, 3¾ of this and, you know, whatever. But what I always spend money on, if I see it, is RoboCop.
RoboCop. Really?
Anything Robo...
Like the Kenner, like the old Kenner toys
and
stuff?
Yeah, the ones that shot the caps. I had
those. Oh, cool.
I had... The statue, there's the model kit.
Do you have any of those now?
Yeah, I still have a bunch of those.
Did you buy the gun replica?
We got it.
I tried buying the gun replica
weird.
One time.
Auto-9? Is that
a RoboCop video?
Somebody had them at the Chicago Comic Con, and, like, they were $25, and I was like, oh, God,
what?
I really want
really?
To, whatever. Well, because it was the pellet gun that looked like his.
Wasn't the one in the case?
No, it wasn't the prop replica.
What a weirdo.
It was just the Japanese-made one that looked like it, that shot pellets. And so it was $25, and I was like, gosh, I only have... $25 on me, and I still got to buy dinner tonight or starve or whatever. And I think I ended up giving you the $25 because you were buying whatever that year. You bought everything. That was 2 years ago.
Man, that was 2 years ago.
And then this summer when we went, I found the guy who had them, and he was selling them for $65.
What? Oh, no.
And I was like, ah, that's...
he raised the price.
Yeah, here you go. Here's your $25. What? Yeah. That's 65, dirt
guy. You said you were holding me one.
So now you got your RoboCop figure.
You said you were holding me one for a year.
So RoboCop and was it Dark Horse made, like, these busts? These RoboCop busts and these little figures. I ended up buying those. And,
jeez.
You know, I bought the movies on DVD, and then they came out the 3-pack on DVD, and I bought the 3-pack on DVD, and I have them all on VHS. Sick. And now it's on Blu-ray, so I'm going to end up buying them on Blu-ray.
See, when it comes to movies, I do that with Star Wars.
You have those horrible ones, like the Dark Justice, horrible.
Oh, yeah, and I watched, yeah.
Do you have RoboCop versus Predator, the comic book?
Yes. And RoboCop versus Terminator.
I have that.
And
RoboCop versus...
There was RoboCop Dark Future.
What about
Rainbow Bright? Oh my god!
What about when RoboCop was on WCW?
Actually, they didn't put that out on DVD, and so you have to find a VHS copy. I've never found one.
Oh, it
was
no.
Like Capital Carnage 98 or something?
Yeah, RoboCop was in WCW. WCW did a lot of dumb
like, Sting like was locked in a cage, and so RoboCop comes
man,
out.
No, man, no, back on the toys.
To
I'm not
slow.
Listening to this.
Takes him 5.5 minutes to get down there, and he opens the cage and lets him out and then walks back, and that was it.
Thank you for not smoking.
Stop, or there will be trouble.
Trouble.
Anyway.
Some little kids behind.
All right, well, that's 35 minutes, so...
Sweet. Well, guys, don't forget to head on over to VGLosers.com if you enjoy podcasts.
We'll get to Killens.
What about your favorite toy line?
He said Legos.
No, he didn't.
Well, he did. He said Legos.
No, he said MC Hammer.
What?
Yeah, his dolls.
MC Hammer dolls.
No, I like, what are they,
Big butts and
Spice Girls dolls.
Spice Girls dolls.
What are they called? Big butts. Yeah, that's right. All right. Sorry.
VGLosers.com. Lots more podcasts. I think Scotty does some things over there, but I don't ever listen to him, so I don't know.
And join the club.
And then, of course, KillinEnterprises.com. If you want to buy DVDs or video games or toys, he sells it all. So make sure you guys check it out.
And comics.
We got lots of comic books. And hopefully we'll have that, your new store integrated into the site. So
yeah,
I'm working on it.
Working on it right now. So
you guys don't like using eBay, we'll have a much easier time just clicking buy now.
You can always call and place an order by phone.
That's right. Call.
That's all I work. But I'm putting in shopping carts, so there's no more problems with that.
All right. Sweet. So we'll have that online soon. And then lots of reviews. We've been working hard, so make sure you guys check out thatnewtoysmell.com for all of our latest reviews and videos about toys. And until next week, guys, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm not.
Killing.
I'm Scotty Cash.
We're distracted.
We'll see you guys next week.
Who am I?
On It Figures.
What am I doing here? What is this?
Hello, Hulk Hogan.
What am I? Both of you.